Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There's some conversation happening in our text line, 913-586-7965, with people either asking or saying, didn't the state of Missouri help St. Louis pay for Busch Stadium? And I'll go ahead and nip that in the bud. No, the state of Missouri did not help pay for Busch Stadium. Busch Stadium was paid 90% by private funding, and the other 10% came from St. Louis and St. Louis County. The state of Missouri itself did not have any part in the building of the new Busch Stadium. They did, however, pay for some upgrades in and around, around the ballpark. They paid for highway upgrades near the stadium, as well as the ballpark village that surrounds Busch Stadium. So for those that are like, well, Missouri helped the Cardinals pay for their stadium, why wouldn't they do that for the Royals? Well, it's because they didn't. The state did not help them pay for the new stadium. So there's a discrepancy there that maybe a lot of folks don't quite understand, but the conversation will continue. And it's going to be interesting to see, still just awaiting word to see if the session even began at this point. But I do want to have some discussions here, because we talked in the 3 o'clock hour, or 2 o'clock hour, I should say, a lot about the Royals. We talked about CAG's debut, obviously. However, there are some intriguing conversations to be had. One of those, and we talked very, very briefly about it, Noah Cameron versus Michael Lorenzen, right? Noah Cameron has been a revelation this year for the Royals. In 4 starts this year, he has gone at least 6 1/3 every start and has given up 1 or fewer earned runs in all 4 of those starts. First guy to do that since Fernando Mania back in the early 80s with the Los Angeles Dodgers. First time it's been done in 40 plus years. Meanwhile, Michael Lorenzen has struggled this year, especially in his last 2 starts, and specifically last night, gives up 7 earned runs across 2 2/3 of an inning. So the conversation becomes Noah Cameron versus Michael Lorenzen. Who is the number 5 starter? I said last week, and I said earlier this week, I think Noah Cameron has to be the guy. He has got to be your number 5 starter. He's proven it. If anything, at the least, he's proven that he should never go back to Omaha, at least not for a very, very long while. He's been outstanding in the first 4 starts of his major league career. Lorenzen is struggling. In my view, it's got to be Noah Cameron. And from there, where do you go with Michael Lorenzen? Earlier in the show, we had Jalen Thompson from the Kansas City Star on with us, in which he kind of gave us an idea of what the Royals could do. And it's not just his view. I mean, this is sort of something that's been thrown around by Matt Quatrero and JJ Piccolo in the Royals managerial and front offices.
right now, a six-man rotation could be on the table. But they have off days every Monday this week, like we mentioned before, and I don't know if that might be where they want to go. They also could have the option to potentially move Michael Lorenzen to the bullpen. But when you look at the way the Royals have starters have been pitching, you really don't have a need for a long relief guy when you can have Daniel Lynch that can do the same thing. You have other guys that can do the same thing. So when you really look at it, they have to decide what is going to be their best option moving forward. And I think a lot of that's going to depend on what happens in today's game. You mentioned Noah Kimbrell starting today. So it's going to be what happens today, how they look, how they want to fit this thing together. But one thing we do know is Cole Reagans is going to start tomorrow, and they have to make a decision. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what that decision is going to be.
I think in a perfect world, with the way that Noah Kamran's pitching, when you've got Chris Bubich pitching at a Cy Young level, Michael Wacha's having another really, really solid year. Seth Lugo is Seth Lugo, and Cole Reagans, if he gets back to being Cole Reagans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In a perfect world, you would probably just DFA Michael Lorenzen, or you would try to find a trade partner for a guy like Michael Lorenzen. What gives me pause about waiving somebody like a Michael Lorenzen is this pitching staff is not nearly as healthy, or at least hasn't been nearly as healthy as it was last year up to this point. We've seen Cole Reagans go on the IL a couple of times. We've seen Lugo battle some injuries already this year. That gives me a great deal of pause in the idea of just DFAing or trading away a guy like Michael Lorenzen. But at the same time, it's hard to justify throwing a guy like that in the bullpen, too, as like your long relief option when Daniel Lynch is already in the bullpen. He's pitched incredibly well this year, and he's a former starting pitcher in his own right. So you already have kind of a long reliever, and you haven't needed a long reliever, aside from really when Michael Lorenzen's been pitching. This Royals pitching staff, Kamran and Bubich and Wacha, these guys are consistently eating six innings. We know Seth Lugo is an innings eater. He's been that way since he arrived in Kansas City. He's going to consistently give you six. At minimum five, even if he doesn't have his best stuff. Reagans is usually the guy that you're looking at five or six innings in because he's such a strong strikeout pitcher that his pitch count usually begins to, you know, rise a lot quicker than the other guys because he just generates a large number of Ks. I don't know. I think that it's probably too premature to DFA Lorenzen or just trade him. I don't necessarily like the idea of throwing him into the bullpen because you have so many outstanding arms in the bullpen, but I think you have to hold on to a guy like Michael Lorenzen in the event that somebody else in this rotation goes down with an injury again, which, based off what we've seen from them so far this year kind of seems inevitable at a certain point.
So here's the other part of the problem the Royals have here. And maybe this is just from my point of view. I've always kind of felt like, ever since the emergence of Noah Cameron, and by the way, some of the text line says, what if Cameron has a bad game tonight? Cameron has shown beyond just one night that he is a bona fide major leaguer. Is he a top of the rotation guy? Probably not. Will there be some regression to the mean? Absolutely. He is not a ERA of one in the major league type of pitcher. But that doesn't mean he's not a major league arm. Also with his contract and all those things, I've always looked at Michael Lorenzen ever since the emergence of Noah Cameron as a trade option. The Royals have six good starters. The Royals have no good bats. So what do? You trade an extra starter and try to get a bat back. That's, you know, the basic economics of baseball. The problem is, when I look at it through that lens, if you are going to move Michael Lorenzen into the bullpen, which seems like the play at this point, you put him in the bullpen, you maybe send Andrew Hoffman down, tough break, his major league debut, you looked bad, see you later, harsh reality. If you do that, are you harming Michael Lorenzen's trade value? Because if you are a team in contention right now, who's the Braves? They're like 4.5 games back of the wild card. They are my generic team in the race. If you're the Braves, are you more interested in trying to bring in a starter for the second half push or a bullpen arm? And of the two, which are you willing to give up more to bring in? The answer is probably a starter. So if you move Lorenzen into the bullpen today or tomorrow, I guess, after Cameron's start, are you actually hurting Lorenzen's trade value? And by hurting his trade value, are you hurting your ability to add a bat down the line? Because as much as we all love Caglione, this team is more than one bat away from being, you know, more than just make the playoffs quality.
And somebody in the text line just mentioned this as well, right? When we're talking about what to do with Michael Lorenzen, Kyle Wright and Alec Marsh are both sitting on the IL right now. And maybe not this month, but in the next month or two, he could quite, one of those two guys or both could quite possibly be making their way back towards healthy and could give you more arms in a major league rotation. Daniel Lynch out of the bullpen, I said he is a starter. So if somebody does go down, we've already seen them this year, kind of use him in a pinch to give you 2 2/3 or three or maybe even four innings and sort of like a Johnny Holstaff kind of a game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.